Deep Space Farming. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. A university and private company are joining forces to help NASA solve a challenge of deep space travel, a fresh food supply. Rod Bain has more.
The efforts to expand the menu of astronauts, especially in the context of long-range space travel, has grown over the decades. Now, a NASA-based initiative to develop the technologies and processes for deep space missions is supporting research like that being conducted by Clemson University's Joshua Summers to address deep space farming.
This is a joint project between Clemson University and Freight Farms, a private company in Boston.
Freight Farms is in the hydroponic business, using pods to grow leafy greens in a self-contained unit here on Earth. Summers is a mechanical engineering professor, working with colleagues at Clemson to convert this terrestrial technology for use in space.
We're looking at the energy efficiencies and we're looking at the water consumption.
Two big considerations, according to Summers, as water transported through space must be recycled and applied in zero gravity, and with the LED lighting strips used in earthbound pods in a vertical track, perhaps taking up space in space aboard a deep space mission vehicle. Also, lighter weight materials are needed for prefabrication of these pods. Modular in concept, the number of pods or boxes sent into space on any given mission is based on the number of astronauts on board.
Definitely years in the development. It probably is only months in the making when they actually get to the point when they want to build a extraterrestrial version.
These pods are called leafy green machines. So as the name of the product suggests, astronauts could eat
lettuce, cabbage, herbs, basil. So you have a lot of pesto and a lot of salad.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.